What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Today is Wednesday. That means it is time for the Black Seinfeld Show.
Yo, April 29th.
April is almost done.
Yeah. What, like 2 days?
No, yeah, we got...
Tomorrow, that's it.
We got the 30th, and then...
Friday is May 1st.
Exactly.
And after that, my birthday.
Happy...
May 31st.
Oh, man, I'm thinking it's going to be Saturday, 31st.
Nah. It's like, it's always... After school, like the end of school.
So what are you going to do on your 21st birthday?
Nothing, absolutely.
Why?
Am I supposed to get drunk?
No.
Am I? That's it.
That's 21.
That's about it.
You go to the strip club or something.
You go to strip club when you're 18.
Some strip clubs do allow you when you're 18.
Most,
but some are exclusively 21 and up.
Well, it must have been a crazy night.
Exactly. So maybe you could do that.
We'll see. I have days.
Okay, so let's get some advertisements out the way before we start. This show, Black Seinfeld Show, is brought to you by Poland Spring Water. Poland Spring Water. It's good for you. You need to drink water. It keeps you hydrated. Keeps your body clean. And
we should send some to California.
We should send some to California because California is in a drought right now. There are no more rivers. There are no more ponds and lakes.
I wonder whose fault that is.
Do you think it's global warming's fault?
It's everybody's fault.
Oh, everybody's fault.
Yeah.
Everybody who
trapped. Remember, most scientists called this out years ago, like during the time cars were being produced in the mass sense.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, hey, it's too late. Nah, seriously, it's too late.
Well, water, man. Drink it.
Water is very important for you. Listen to Mick Jenkins' Water mixtape. Anyways, let's talk about blockbusters.
Man, this is going to be a very nerdy episode because, you know, there's a lot of things happening this week. A lot of fun stuff happening this week.
2015 lit.
And summer's going to start off big, man. The Avengers 2 Age of Ultron is coming out this Friday, May 1st. I can't wait. I'm going to go see it. I'm really excited.
I'm going to try to see it because it's sold out everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. Because the places me and my friend were trying to go to are in Manhattan.
Yeah,
like, the next best thing, not IMAX, though.
So, I want to do IMAX.
Did you get the ticket yet?
No.
You should pre-order it.
I don't care. I'm going to go see it Saturday.
Did you get the ticket?
I have a free ticket. They have to let me in.
It doesn't work like that.
Yes, it does work like that. It
doesn't work like that.
I don't care. I'm just going to go see it.
All right. I bet you're going to go to some like small, tiny
I'm going to 34th Street.
34th Street.
Yeah, all it's right. Not small time.
No, because it'll be sold out. So you have to go to some small theater in Williamsburg.
I'm not going
to
go to a weak hipster Williamsburg theater.
I heard they have nice chairs and food. Eat peanuts to eat.
Hey, you know what my favorite snack over at the movie theater is? Goopers.
Goopers?
Yeah, chocolate-covered peanuts, man.
Oh, do you mix it with your popcorn?
No, I just eat it straight up.
I know people that mix it with their popcorn.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
It does. It's a combination salt, butter, and chocolate.
Sweet and salty is a good mix, Brian. Don't be doing that, okay?
Yeah, it's a good mix.
It's always a good mix.
It needs to be balanced, though.
Yeah, it has to be a balance. Like kettle corn. Kettle corn is a good mixture of sweet and salty.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's one of my favorite popcorns as well.
I agree.
So
popcorn is overrated, though.
It's popcorn? I feel like we've been programmed to, whenever we smell popcorn, we always have to watch a movie.
Yeah. Also, they raised the price for popcorn.
Is that true? Because I haven't had popcorn in
It's expensive. Years. Like, okay, when I go to movies, I buy nachos.
Okay.
99% of the time. Mm-hmm. 90%. Mm-hmm. So I buy nachos, and that whole small tray of nachos is like good $4.
Mm-hmm.
$5 sometimes.
And what about the popcorn?
Popcorn, if you want a large, probably like $6.50.
I'm not buying a large popcorn. Okay?
$6.50.
I can't eat a large popcorn.
It's half the price of a ticket.
Yeah, depending on where you go, because some movie theaters cost like around $15 now.
Shout out to Jamaica. Every Tuesday, $8.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't been to the Jamaica Avenue movie theater.
You have to watch it for a movie that you haven't that you want to see, but you just haven't had enough time to see it. Like it has to be out like over 3 months. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna check it out.
Oh, okay. That's one of those theaters.
Yeah.
It's sort of like Regal on 42nd.
Yes.
I feel bad for Regal on 42nd.
I don't mess with that.
I
stay in Queens while I'm watching my movies.
That's true, but in 42nd, since I work there, you have the AMC movie theater, and then you have the Regal right across the street. AMC has everything you can think of, and then Regal just has, like, the rejects.
So they ball, and across the street, they ball harder, AMC, right?
Yeah, man, but the thing with AMC is like, they're really strict with you only are allowed to see one movie because there's like security on every floor.
And I've seen them.
Yeah, and they're like really vocal. It's like, if you're not allowed to be here, then you should just leave.
What movie did I see? I saw Catching Fire.
At 42nd?
Yeah.
The last movie I saw over there was Django. And after Django, I tried to go see another movie, but yeah, it wasn't happening.
So, because they check the tickets every time you come in?
They check the tickets, and like I said, there's security on every floor now. The last time where you could actually do that at AMC that I remember was when I went to go see, ironically enough, The Dark Knight 2.
Oh, Dark Knight Rises?
Dark Knight Rises. Okay, yeah. Okay. That.
Because they're too focused on people trying to sneak into Rises.
Right, but that was... But remember what happened when The Dark Knight Rises came out? That dude shot up the movie theater, which I said was just ironic that I can go and sneak into another movie theater. Another theater. And I actually saw Ted afterwards, which was really nice.
Yeah, Ted was garbage.
Ted?
I saw it with my family in Delaware. Oh, my God. It's like,
why were you in Delaware?
To visit family.
Oh, you have family in Delaware?
Well, from New Jersey. They moved to Delaware. But I went to check, hit them up, you know. We went to chill. Went to the movie. Nothing. It's okay. They're all in college. They go to college in Atlanta. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter to them.
Okay.
Anyways, when I went there, chill with the family, we saw Ted. I was like, this is outrageous. This is not a family movie. It's not something I want to see with anybody.
It's not supposed to be a family movie.
Well, I don't know why we went. No. Terrible. Terrible movie. But Ted 2, garbage.
Ted 2 is going to be garbage. Ted 1 is going to be already better than Ted 2, but it's not a movie that you should see with the family, though.
No. There's a lot of weird movies.
There's certain movies you shouldn't see with your family. One, Wolf of Wall Street. Never see that with your family.
Don't see that with anybody.
You can see it with your boy. You can see it with your boy.
It's the worst influence for anything.
Yeah, you know what I have? Like, I think when you watch Martin Scorsese films, it feels like he almost encourages, like, what he's directing.
The nonsense he does?
Yeah. Okay. It's almost like...
Don't do anything Leonardo DiCaprio does in the movie.
Okay.
And you'll live a good life.
Hey,
a
man.
Moral good life.
True. I never heard of those lewds, dude. You remember those?
I never finished watching the movie.
You haven't finished watching
it? It's a three-hour movie, right?
Yeah.
I watched like an hour 45 and I was like, drop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be the type of person to walk out the movie theater because I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the last movie you walked out of?
No, I never did that.
You never did?
No.
Oh, so you don't watch any terrible movies then?
No, I'm pretty smart.
Good.
With money.
That's good. So
last terrible movie I saw, Norbit. Last terrible movie, 2006.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
That movie was stupid.
No, last terrible movie I saw in a theater that I paid for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Norbit?
Yeah.
The last terrible movie I saw and paid for was... It's Unfriended, but like The Lazarus Effect. I didn't pay for it, though. But, you know, it was pretty bad.
Lazarus... Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, I saw it. I just wanted to see Charles Gambino.
How was he?
He died the first time, man. He was the first one out.
Really?
I was pissed. I'm like, why should I stay and watch this movie?
I'm assuming because he was too busy with other things. It's like, hey, we're gonna put your movie, but we're gonna limit your time just since you're busy. You're gonna be here for a week.
And Olivia Wilde was making out, was trying to like go on top of him and stuff too. And he was like, no, what are you doing? You're married, man. You have a husband. This isn't right. And then the girl killed him.
GG.
Exactly.
Shout out to Gambino. Whatever.
Shout out
he's
to Gambino.
Doing, TV shows, music, everything.
So.
Oh, I want to talk about Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park World.
Yeah, it's coming out when? In a few months.
July.
In July.
July.
Okay. And basically, it's gonna be Jurassic Park 1.
Mm-hmm.
2 never happened. 3 never happened. Jurassic World.
So they're like eliminating every.
2 and 3 is not canon.
So yes.
Not canon.
If you're a Jurassic Park fan, you know why this is good, because after Jurassic Park 1, 2 and 3 stunk, okay? It pretend like it never happened, okay?
What was his name? What was the actor in there? Bloomberg? No, what's his name?
No, look it up. Actor in Jurassic Park. But I'm really happy about this because, like I said, the sequels were bad.
Terrible.
And the third one was even like...
Jeff Goldblum. Hello.
And he didn't, like, I remember he didn't even want to do 3.
No.
He didn't want to do 3 at all, but like, money, dude.
It was trash. First film, amazing.
Yes.
Captured the sense of what would happen if we actually did this.
Uh huh.
Second film, I don't know what they're trying to do.
They lost focus.
Third film didn't make any sense.
It lost focus even more.
They're trying too hard. This is actually, in my opinion, this is what I think. Mm-hmm. I think when they gave Hollywood the idea for it,
yeah,
Hollywood thought it was a good idea.
It was a good idea.
It is.
Still.
But after that, Hollywood took over it and said, we need to make
more. It was a cash cow.
Yeah, definitely cash cow. Like, what would be a cash cow movie?
Right now?
Yeah.
Marvel movies are a big cash cow.
Definitely.
But they're not
milking the series, though.
They're not milking everything yet.
Forcing.
But, you know, I'm saying it is a cash cow in the sense that if it has the Marvel name plastered over it, people are going to go see it.
Yeah. Like, I'm assuming every Marvel movie has to make $200 million in order to continue. Like, in order to make a sequel for that movie.
Okay. I could see that. Did Daredevil make that much?
I doubt it. It was trash anyway.
It was trash, but...
But it was a start. Yeah. It was one of those things like, how are we going to do superhero movies? Then Dark Knight came. Dark Knight changed the game.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, we have to focus on plot and character development.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, Iron Man.
Yes.
Iron Man was great. Iron Man, the character,
first
is perfect.
First one was good.
But Iron Man 2 was trash.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3...
Debatable
because it was boring. Because the Avengers movie ruined the plot.
Right. It wasn't boring. I just felt like they could have done so much better. So much better.
It was just terrible.
I mean, with following the Avengers, I think all of them, the sequels after, like Iron Man, Captain America, was like, what happened after New York? That was the big thing. What happened after the whole thing went down in New York?
Yeah.
And so now that that's over, everyone's coming back together, and I feel like the next prequels are going to be what happened after in the Avengers 2.
Yeah, it's basically how it's going to be. Is the show connected? Is the show even canon? Does it have continuity?
Daredevil?
No, not there. Is it? Is Daredevil?
I think it is canon.
Okay, but the show they have on ABC, what's it called? S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't watch it, but I think everything is connected because... I'm probably the worst person to talk about this, but we should have Daniel because he's a big fan of it. But I'm pretty sure, like, I remember there was this one episode he was talking about where the Avengers where New York happened and they had to clean everything up,
mm-hmm.
something like that. So yeah, I'm pretty sure everything is all linked in together.
Okay.
But you know what? This was gonna be a good segue.
They should do it with Star Wars.
This was gonna be a good segue. I was gonna get into because I feel like. With like certain famous series, like it feels like everyone wants like this fresh start, like to make sure that the sequel never happened. So like take Dragon Ball for example, right?
Yes.
Good segue, right? Think about
Perfect.
It. So we're gonna have Dragon Ball. It's coming back, people. Dragon Ball Super is gonna be coming out. It's gonna be airing July in Japan. And so basically this is what happens, right?
It's gonna air for midway through summer season.
Yeah. Anime. So peep this. Dragon Ball GT never happened. Thank God.
Did they say that?
Yes.
On record?
They said it. Dragon Ball T did not happen. This is picking up right after the Buu saga.
No, this is picking up after the movie?
No, this is picking up after the Buu saga.
Really?
Buu saga.
So the movie never happened?
Movie never happened. Dragon Ball GT never happened.
No, but the movie's canon.
It is canon.
No, you sure it doesn't follow up after the movie?
No, I'm sure it follows up. It doesn't have anything to do with GT. GT never exists.
Because the movies doesn't really have an arc to it.
It doesn't. So in the new season, he's kicking use God mode then?
Probably. It actually, like I told everybody, once I saw the first, the latest Dragon Ball, the Battle of the Gods.
Yeah, Battle of the Gods.
It wasn't really an arc thing. It was just one of the guys that just wanted to fight.
Yeah.
He knew that Goku, he had a dream about Goku, and he just wanted to see someone strong.
Yeah.
That's it. After they fought, Goku got God mode. He went to the next level, and everybody's like, okay, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
This next movie is continuing the whole concept of God mode.
God mode, right. You know, God mode 2, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. God mode Super Saiyan. Super Saiyan God mode Super Saiyan.
Uh-huh.
Basically. So
I
the hair
it was
is
Super Saiyan God mode 2.
Nah. It's Super Saiyan. It's Super Saiyan God mode Super Saiyan.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. And it's light and the hair is like light blue.
Like, you know what's crazy? Like whenever you go God mode, something happens to your hair. Like when you're Super Saiyan, something happens to your hair.
Yeah.
Like Super Saiyan 1, hair is just golden.
Legit.
Super Saiyan 2, your hair is longer but it's still golden. Super Saiyan 3, your hair is even longer than before. But it's still golden.
So I'm thinking that they got rid of the whole idea for Super Saiyan 4.
So Super Saiyan 4 doesn't exist. Like the
no.
tail doesn't come back.
No.
Really?
No, because they did. Okay, the whole series defeated the concept that you don't need the tail. The tail is actually holding you back.
Right,
you
right.
You actually go to the next level without the tail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So that's what they're saying.
Okay, so are you excited for this new series? I am really excited because
I know they won't make a mistake. The question is, how fast can America dub it?
Right.
Because I'm not gonna watch it.
If you don't want the
No, Japanese sucks. I just don't like Goku's voice.
Right. Okay.
So.
Tell me ways on how this can be good.
For us?
Yeah, for us. For the American audience.
For American audience. First of all, we love Dragon Ball Z.
We do.
Even the audience that doesn't watch anime, people that don't even know Dragon Ball Z is anime.
The goons love Dragon Ball Z.
They love it because it was awesome. For some reason, they related with everybody.
Yes.
And this is good for the newer generation.
Yeah.
You know, to bring in new audience.
Right, we can show you like, yo, this is what we used to watch when we were kids, man.
Yeah, but it's gonna be different. Animation will be different. The fighting will be different. Characters, they had to work on new characters. Uh-huh. In my opinion, what they need to do for Dragon Ball Super is they need two type of characters.
Uh-huh.
They do need to continue Goku's adult life.
Yes.
But they also need the Dragon Ball feel to it too. Mm-hmm. They need to like focus on the kids like Trunks and Goten.
Right.
Because you want to play with both audiences.
Also, very important thing, all the original cast needs to come back.
Yeah.
They have to.
Nah, the only person that needs to come back is the voice for Goku. That's it.
Nah.
Everybody else, they can find better people. Or
nah, I'm sorry, man. Like, those voices have been so entwined into, like, my memory bank. Like, I know how Goku's supposed to sound.
Yeah.
I know how Vegeta's supposed to sound. I know how everyone's supposed to sound. So, if it's some new dude coming in, it just doesn't, like, it wouldn't feel right. Like, the voice wouldn't match the face.
Because they didn't do a great job with Kai, if you watched it.
I have not.
It was okay. But I think this was build-up because Kai's finished or Kai's about to finish.
Really?
So, I think they purposely did this. Because Kai's finished or is going to finish this year, which leads into Dragon Ball Super. So this was planned out probably 3 years ago.
Wow.
Because the rumors start coming out like 2 years ago. It's like, oh, you know, what's his name? He still likes Dragon Ball Z. He still wants to draw it, so.
Oh, okay.
As long as they don't do the manga, that's fine.
Yeah, no mangas. Just straight up shows.
You can make a lot of money off that.
You can make money off the mangas, but you make so much more money off the show.
And the merch.
And merch.
Merch.
Turn gotta love
thing to Star Wars.
What else do I want to talk about? Oh, Jared Leto, the first picture has been revealed of the Joker in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
What is your take on the new Jared Leto Joker approach?
I like it. It looks realistic. He looks like looks crazy. Looks like a crazy psychopath.
Yes.
The tattoos, the hair.
Yeah,
okay. Just perfect.
I like the new look, but I think he could have done without the tattoos of the face. I feel like he looks like he works at Hot Topic.
No, he gives the more realistic sense.
I mean, he does look realistic. He looks like a little sociopath that belongs in a straitjacket, but I just feel like he didn't need that damaged tattoo on his face. That's just me.
I liked it. I think it adds more character to the face because they're not going to make him like dusty white.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's unrealistic. Right
yeah.
Now. Did you hear that he's been working on his voice?
Really?
Yeah, there's
just
one.
Just hit up Mark Hamill. He'll probably help you out.
No, like there's this one video of him at an award show, and like he said crazy in his like Joker voice, and it sounded pretty legit. It was kind of creepy actually.
Damn.
He's like, we're gonna get crazy, but it wasn't like that. It was a bit more psychopathic. Damn. I'll show you after this show.
It probably did work out because remember they had to like sign up. They had to show that they could actually do the voice because the voice is the most important.
Yeah, it is.
It's the most important. You don't want to be dubbed.
Yeah, no.
That's sad if you're dubbed. That'd be cool if Mark Hamill dubbed everything, but still, nah, you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mark Hamill.
Shout out to Mark Hamill, aka Luke Skywalker,
aka
the Joker from Batman the Animated Series. I think I should lend you. I have Volume 1 of Batman the Animated Series on DVD.
I have.
You do?
Yeah.
You have all of them?
Yeah.
All four?
Not DVD, but I got them on my computer.
Oh, nah. I need the physical copy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just now eBay it. You probably get the OG, the original DVDs.
No, it is the original DVDs.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Tight.
Thank God for Walmart.
Ugh. Disgusting.
Sorry, man. I remember I went to Walmart one day. This was like a year ago. And I saw it there on the rack. I was like, yo, grandma, I have to get this. I'm sorry. Can you buy this for me? He's like, okay, I got you. I was so happy that day.
Down to Walmart,
man. I'm sorry.
But they got that good prices.
Unimaginable prices. It was like a good, it was like $30 for it.
It's a good price. So you know what's going on down south? Oh, it's not down south. It's pretty much close.
Dang, it's not down south. We're close to Baltimore.
Yeah, we're a 3-hour drive.
Yeah.
Not a 4-hour drive. Yeah. 4-hour drive to Baltimore. Like, it's not crazy. Yeah, a lot of craziness going on down there.
Baltimore riots, man. You knew this was coming, guys. You all knew this was going to happen.
Sooner or later.
We were going to talk about it. I mean, you knew that we were going to talk about this.
Yeah.
But, you knew that there was going to be a riot, too. Come on, now.
Of course. Like, after... It was just ridiculous that... Okay, there's so much going on, and I just don't like how the media is responding to it.
Okay.
Because it's making everything look bad at the same time.
And they're making us all look bad.
And the interviews,
as a people.
Yeah, and they're not even interviewing the right people, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Some of them has been interviewing the right people, and they've been looking people look stupid.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay, so we could start with the situation why they shut down. What do you do?
They shut down Baltimore, basically.
They stopped all the
tell them what
bus
happened.
Transits because the gangs were forming together.
Mm-hmm.
But the story is the gangs were forming together to work together.
Right.
To try to limit the destruction.
And the media has made it seem like the gangs have been uniting to go after the cops.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not even like that. Because gangs aren't stupid. Remember, gangs were created from, like, they have a history.
They were made to help the community,
actually. They were helped by, after the Black Panther broke up. But, you know, obviously during the years, Lost in Translation, you know, things happen. But they work together, Bloods and Crips.
Right.
And Nation of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, these are three.
Of the top, like.
Top, bad, good. It was just bad, you know. But they're working together because they all have the same focus.
Uh-huh.
So it's not about gangs or anything. It's about what happened to Freddie Gray.
Right.
When
No. I feel like Freddie Gray was just like
catalyst. No, it was the catalyst, yeah. But that was kind of conversation to the whole picture.
Yeah.
Because Ferguson was a couple months ago.
Right. It was a year ago.
No.
Almost a year ago.
It's almost a year ago.
Yes.
So this is all related.
It's just all, it doesn't even go down to like race, but it goes down to the class. It's all about class at the end of the day.
Race and class.
Race and class.
Racism and classism.
And that that we all live in, we could say, relatively poor neighborhoods. You know what I mean? We don't have
middle class to lower class areas.
We don't have the best things. We aren't afforded the best things that we should be able to get.
Yeah.
And people are frustrated about that.
Of course.
You know, and so
years of neglect.
Exactly. And Martin Luther King said it himself that the people who riot are the voice of the unheard, voice of the voiceless, you know?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. And Martin Luther King has been brought up a lot recently.
Which I hate.
I kind of hate it too, man. I am not going to lie. It's like, yes, he practiced nonviolence, and actually some of it did work out, but look where Martin Luther King is now. How did he get there?
I actually has a quote from Malcolm X, which kind of explains the situation.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I would never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing. Progress is healing the wound that made the blow. And they haven't even begun to pull the knife out, much as less tried to heal the wound. And they won't even admit that there's a knife in there."
So basically, everyone, they're not admitting that there is a problem.
They will never admit that there is such thing as systematic racism.
Absolutely, there is.
Yeah, but they won't.
Screw it. Because white people think that there's no racism anymore. Racism doesn't really exist anymore.
Yeah.
Which is a blatant lie.
Or the whole theory is you should get over it.
Yeah.
It happened such a long time ago, you should get over it.
Jewish people have been taught to never get over the Holocaust, but when black people want to bring up slavery and Jim Crow era, you should get over it. Why? What's so different about it?
Everybody,
there's nothing different about it.
Listeners, you should check out the book New Jim Crow. New Jim Crow.
It
explains
what is it about?
It's like I said, you know, Jim Crow.
Yeah.
It's just like the unhidden rules, but it's the new ones. There's still a lot of unhidden rules. things you're limited to do. Which I would like to talk, like, I'm going to transition real quick to Jay-Z.
Yes.
Because he did answer back to Tidal.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called? Tidal?
Tidal. I think
Tidal. So. All right, Tidal, because a lot of people were bashing him, mm-hmm. how Tidal's, it's big failure. It's not as good as Spotify. But
it's
the thing
only
is,
been around for a month.
Exactly. It's been, but I think the reason the media is even bashing Jay-Z is because he's black and there's a limit to how much
success he can have.
Yeah. Just like he passed the cap. So we're going to bash him. Because they did the same thing when he did the agency in the sports right. business.
And they did the same thing with Oprah in her own network.
Yeah, exactly. They did the same thing. They were bashing him.
And Oprah's doing
They did the same
fine.
Thing for Diddy, too.
Yeah.
Revolt's doing fine.
Revolt's
we got the contract
cool
with Verizon recently.
Yeah.
So it's just...
And we have it now.
Yeah.
I just saw it on the guide recently. Like, holy crap, we have Revolt now. Nice.
Yeah, so it's all... Okay, you have to be in it for the long run.
Right.
Change isn't going to happen overnight.
Exactly. That's so we can't be writing one day and then next month like nothing's happening, it's all good.
I like to blame the media for that too, yeah. because they're quick to change stories. You know, 24-hour news networks are there, CNN, yeah. MSNBC.
First it was Nepal, and now we're on Baltimore.
Yeah, we're all forgetting real quick. We're actually ignoring Baltimore on Saturday,
right.
because of the presidential thing in the White House.
Right.
Yeah. Shout out to Killer Mike. He was invited there.
Shouts out to Killer Mike. I also want to say a big rest in peace to anyone who's lost their lives in Nepal, that earthquake, which is really tragic.
1,000 people died and counting?
Over 1,000 people died and counting, man.
Yeah.
It's tragic, man. So you hear the music, so time is done. 30 minutes is weak, man. We needed like an hour.
Don't worry, in 2 weeks we'll have the full episode.
Sweet. Nice, man.
My show is ending next week with Charles Hamilton. You know, he's up and coming again. Resurrecting his career.
And today you will be talking about my man Currency.
Spit a jet life.
Alright, man. So this is Black Seinfeld, the show by the brilliant idiots known as Giovanni and Sebastian. You're listening to YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation. And we out.
Peace.
Peace.
This is YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation.